This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling? That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it!
What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery. As we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling-related podcast, we are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Hamburg All Stars, Monday Night Project, Pure Wrestling Passion, and many, many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling, and also our second home, the WrestleCopia Network, home of the hard-working Ray Russell, who brings you great shows such as the Wrestling Memory Grenade, where he's covering the WWF in the spring of 1988, the Regional Wrestling Show, where Ray and his co-hosts talk the territories, be it Jamie Ward in 1981 Georgia, Roman Gomez in 1986 UWF, or Gene Jackson here in 1985 Memphis. They have you covered. For more information on what's coming and what's happening on the network, you can follow Ray on Twitter at WrestleCopia, Wrestle, C-O-P-I-A. And don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows such as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows brought to you again on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North-South Connection on YouTube, and youtube.com/@MemphisCast allows you to watch today's episode with the link in the description. Also, last week's. There's a whole cornucopia of wrestling over there on the YouTube channel, so go and join the over 600 subscribers there and have a fun time. And while you're out and about, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcast articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. Also visit prowrestlingtees.com/MemphisCast and patreon.com/MemphisCast. £1 a month gets you... It will next week on the Monday Night Project, we start the WCW project, January to July 1996. If you go to patreon.com/MemphisCast, join up for £1 a month, and you will have to get to watch those videos because obviously I can't put them on YouTube because of the WWE. They can't put them on the network yet. No one else can put them on fucking YouTube, but hey ho. Anyway, this week we're covering the 5th of May 1984. Last week we covered the 28th of April, where we saw a top rope snap, a massive brawl in the Coliseum, as well as some other awesomeness from the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's just give you a look-see-loo of what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. On the 29th of April 1984, there was a show in Chicago, Illinois for the AWA. Harley Race battled Jim Brunzel to a double countout. What the fuck? Billy Robinson defeated Larry Zbysko. The Fabulous Ones defeated Kevin Kelly and Steve Regal. Not that one. Blackjack Mulligan defeated Ken Patera. The Road Warriors defeated Kurt Hennig and Ron Garvin. Nick Bockwinkel defeated AWA World Champion Jumbo Tsuruta by disqualification. The Crusher, Baron Von Raschke and Dick the Bruiser defeated Jesse Ventura, Mr. Saito and Jerry Blackwell in a steel cage match. Also on the 29th, there is a show in Toronto, Canada. And the main event, or it's a tournament for the NWA Canadian title. The finals is Ivan Koloff defeating Brian Diaz. Also on the 29th, Brad Armstrong defeats the spoiler for the NWA national title in Marietta, Georgia. 30th of April. There is a show here in Memphis in the Coliseum, 5,160. I would imagine we'll probably hear some of this. We'll see some of this on today's show. Jim Neidhart defeats Rick McCord. Brickhouse Brown defeats A-Team member number one, Scott Shannon. And Bugsy McGraw defeat the Japanese Assassin and Ox Baker. PYT Express defeat Dirty Rhodes and Harley Davidson in a motorcycle boot on a pole match. Dutch Mantel defeats Rick Rude via disqualification. Southern Tag Team Champions, the New Fabulous Ones, defeat Porkchop Cash and Mark Batten via disqualification. They are the new... What are they? The new Dream... Not they are... Piss and shit. The new Bruce Brothers. Austin Idol defeats CWA International Champion Randy Savage by disqualification. Jerry Lawler defeats Southern Champion Lord Humongous by disqualification. Also on the 30th, there is a show in Oakland, California in the Coliseum. WWF put on a show for 10,200. They witnessed Paul Orndorff defeating Al Madrill, Mil Mascaras defeating Jose Luis Rivera, Andre the Giant winning a 18-man $50,000 battle royal by last eliminating Adrian Adonis. The other participants include Sergeant Slaughter, Dick Murdoch, Big John Studd, Jimmy Snuka, Pat Patterson, Hulk Hogan, Salvatore Bellomo, Paul Orndorff, Tiger Chung Lee, Alexis Smirnoff, Iron Sheik, Tito Santana, Mil Mascaras, The Hangman, Jose Luis Rivera. WWF Champion Hulk Hogan pins Tiger Chung Lee. Big John Studd defeats Salvatore Bellomo via disqualification. Pat Patterson fought the Iron Sheik to a no contest. Sergeant Slaughter defeats Alexis Smirnoff. Tito Santana and Jimmy Snuka defeat Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch. On the 2nd of May 1984, it is FA Cup final day here in the United Kingdom. And there is a show that is shown on May the 19th on ITV. The main event is Big Daddy and Drew McDonald defeating Giant Haystacks and Fit Finley. Also on the 2nd, there is the Mid-South Tag Team titles changing hands twice at a TV taping in Shreveport, Louisiana. Rock and Roll Express, originally dressed as Mr. Wrestling and Mr. Wrestling 2, defeat the Midnight Express to win the titles. However, the Midnight Express regained the titles on the same taping when Jim Cornette interfered. 4th of May, AWA Denver, Colorado. Nick Bockwinkel defeats Jumbo Saruda by disqualification. Baron Von Raschke and The Crusher defeat Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi and Jerry Blackwell. Velvet McIntyre and Princess Victoria defeat Leilani Kai and Despina Montugas. Larry Zbysko battled Billy Robinson to a draw. Kurt Hennig defeated Steve Regal. Not that one. And then finally, there's a big day here as on May the 5th, be with you, there is a show in the Kiel Auditorium. 10,752 witness a television taping from the WWF, and there is going to be Judy Martin defeating Desiree Peterson, Paul Orndorff beating Spike Huber, Ivan Putski defeating Lanny Keane, Adrian Adonis defeats Brian Madden, Mil Mascaras defeats Pete Doherty, Bob Orton Jr. defeats Mike Ray, Alexis Smirnoff defeats Billy Travis, George Steele defeats Boyer, Tony Atlas pins Dick Murdoch, Andre the Giant defeats Big John Studd by disqualification, by count out. Roddy Piper defeats Jimmy Snuka by disqualification. There's also a show in the Philadelphia Spectrum. 11,984 witness a WWF card taped on the Prism Network, and they are witnessing Rene Goulet defeating Akia Maeda, B. Brian Blair defeating Ron Shaw, AFA defeating Salvatore Bellomo. In a match where there was two referees, Sergeant Slaughter defeated David Schultz, Tiger Chung Lee defeated Jose Luis Rivera, Buzz Sawyer pins the Tonga Kid, WWF Champion Hulk Hogan fights Iron Sheik to a double countout, WWF Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana defeats Greg Valentine by disqualification, Terry Daniels defeated Rene Goulet, Susan Starr and Donna Cristinella defeated Wendy Richter and Peggy Lee, Rocky Johnson pins Samula, and finally there is a show on the 5th of May, St. Petersburg, Florida. Blackjack Mulligan defeats Black Bart to win the Florida Brass Knucks title. That is a lot of black and a lot of Barts. Blackjack, Black Bart. There's a card game there somewhere. Anywho, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's head down to Lance and David and see what we've got as we cover May the 5th, 1984, in episode 147 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. You know the drill. Please enjoy!
Trussell and Dave Brown right along ringside with a good group here today.
Oh, I tell you,
by golly, we got
indeed.
Some great matches coming
got
up.
Some terrific action today. We're going to have Harley Davidson in here, a single match. That'll get things underway. Then another single match. Humongous will be right here in the studio in the ring this week. PYT Express, Norvell and Stagger Lee will be going against Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert, the fabulous one. Should be a super tag team match. Bugsy McGraw and Dutch Mantell will be here a little bit later on. Then six-man tag team action with Jerry Lawler, Scott Shannon, and Brickhouse Brown on one side of the ring. On the other, Jim Neidhart, Rick Rude, and Porkchop Cash. What a six-man tag match that one should be. All of it coming up today.
Ooh, hey, I think I'm going to stay around for the entire show.
You too.
I'll tell you what, we better get started or we'll never get down to all the entire show. We'll be back in just one moment.
So we've got a good mix here. We've got a couple of tags, a couple of singles, and a six-man tag. So it's going to be a fun show. We're going to be starting off with Harley Davidson.
Okay, we got lots of wrestling action, but how are you going to start a championship wrestling program without Jimmy Hart coming
over there? Bobby, this is the greatest day of my
Jim
life.
Hey, don't you start off on any big dissertation.
My bodyguard.
Will you please just stand there, Jimmy? I have some VCR, the Jim Neidhart. I would like for you to take a look at. Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee at the Mid-South Coliseum, Jim Neidhart ran in on every match going, don't start into anything. I want everybody to see it with you. Then I want you to tell me exactly what all this stuff is about. Let's take a look at it right now.
So we're seeing footage of Jimmy Hart's Fabulous Ones versus the new Fabulous Ones. Tag team match. In comes Jim Neidhart, attacks Eddie Gilbert from behind in front of the referee. So by the sounds of it, Jim Neidhart made his presence known in a lot of matches this past week. Jim Neidhart now clobbering away on Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich. Jim Neidhart in jeans and sneakers. So we've got Dutch Mantell versus Rick Rude. Dutch Mantell working over Rick Rude. In comes Jim Neidhart, attacks Dutch from behind. Who's that referee? That's not Jerry Calhoun. That's not Jerry Calhoun or Paul Morton. I wonder who that referee is. Oh! Gets taken out by Jim Neidhart. Now 2-on-1 on Dutch Mantell. Dutch Mantell gets thrown to the outside by Jim Neidhart. Now we go to Austin Idol versus Randy Savage. Austin Idol's on top of Randy Savage, and here comes Jim Neidhart. Obviously, these are all members of the first family. Jim Neidhart picks up Austin Idol. He's holding him up for Savage. Savage goes to the top rope. And, clothesline. Sort of a variated heart attack maneuver there by Jim Neidhart and Randy Savage. Neidhart now stomping away on Austin Idol. And we're back.
I don't see
my
how
sergeant of arms,
that's
baby.
Just three of them. There was actually four.
You count them, seven, not three, not four, but seven skinny voice and little chumps try to interfere in my match. Listen, when I played football with the Oakland Raiders, I used to love it when someone used to pull my face mask or maybe clip me from behind when the referee wasn't looking. Well, the Anvil takes care of his own business on his own time, the way the Anvil wants to. Right, Jimmy?
You better believe it, big man, baby. My sergeant of arms from the first family, my bodyguard from now on, baby. Woo!
Yeah, fine. Well, you got a lot to be proud of. You end up ruining in the matches, jumping in there and beating up on people.
Hey, they started it, chump. Not me. The Anvil Vision's own business. Those chumps started, and they're going to get it. This wrestling in the South down here is just beautiful, isn't it, Jimmy?
It's made to order for you, baby.
I guess you can do anything you want to do. I love it, baby.
We wanted to see it. We wanted to see it and let everybody else see exactly what my heart is. Okay, we're going to get it ready to go here, Dave, after we listen to my heart's feeble explanation of how Tommy...
That's Rooster Cox. Cochran had stepped into the ring right there, and the music signifies the big guy. You see him stepping up on the apron right there. Big Harley Davidson is in the ring. One fall, 10-minute time limit match coming up from Jackson, Tennessee, at 201-pound Rooster Cochran. And here's Harley.
I feel so bad today. I can almost cry. My feelings are hurt. Whew, my stones have been stepped on, baby. Yeah, they have. Let me tell you what's happened. Jimmy Neidhart, the anvil, hammerhead, or whatever you want to call him, he has overlooked me, apparently, Daddy, because he has run in on everybody's match except mine. Lance, what can I do? What can I do? Oh, baby.
You want Neidhart to run it?
Well, Elizabeth, I'm coming. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something, squarehead Jimmy Neidhart. I'm going to be right in there, baby, and you can run right on in there. All you want to, you can come and get some of me, baby, because I'm born free, baby, and wide and high. Look at me. Woo, here we go.
Okay, Harley. Harley complaining that he was overlooked in all the matches that Neidhart jumped in on, so he invited him to come run, take a jump onto him right in there. You'd think a second time before he jump on that guy at 290.
So 290 pounds and about six...
We've got singles action to start off. Harley Davidson against Rooster Cochran. Rooster Cochran thinks himself a mix between Chick Donovan and the Nature Boy Ric Flair. We've seen Rooster Cochran before, if not recently. He was shown recently. He was shown recently, and we've seen him a few years ago as well, I think. But Rooster Cochran is purple tights, white boots. Harley Davidson, black trunks, white boots. Big hip toss by Harley out of the corner. Rooster Cochran tried to hip toss him out of the corner, but Harley used his power. Irish in the corner, reversed by Harley. Rooster comes hard out of the corner, hip tossed again. And back body drop there by Harley. Oh, regular ice by Rooster. Kicks and stomps now by Mr. Cockburn. Brings Harley in the middle. Now some clobbering shots to the back and the big old barrel chest of Harley's. Rooster Cockburn going for a slam, but Harley says, "No way, brother." Picks up Rooster with ease and slams him down. Crowd are hot this week, definitely. We heard that at the beginning. Harley. Irish shot there by Harley. Big boot! Daddy! Big boot. One, two, three. Winner of the match, Rooster Cochran. Jerry Calhoun's our referee, as he probably would be all afternoon. Blue shirt, black boots. It looks like he's wearing Adidas trainers. Very nice there by Mr. Calhoun.
Rope down to the floor. Rooster Cochran still trying to figure out what happened.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Didn't take you long with Rooster in there by now.
That's right, buddy. That's it. That's the way it's coming down, you understand?
I didn't see Mr.
All right.
Neidhart.
I got something I want to talk about.
All right.
You know what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Before you get into anything, let me let you catch your breath just a little bit. I want you to take a look at some action between Harley Davidson, Dirty Rose, and their opponents. Look at this.
So this is footage of the PYTs versus Harley Davidson and Dirty Rose from this past Monday. This is the motorcycle on a boot. Motorcycle on a... motorcycle boot on a pole match, I believe. Audio's gone horribly wrong on the video. So it's just a match. I can't see a motorcycle boot on a pole anywhere. But anyway, the PYTs are beating the shit out of Dirty Rhodes. Oh, Harley Davidson came in, just threw the referee down. That's not Jerry Calhoun. I don't know who that referee is. Oh, you can see the pole. It's in the corner. Harley Davidson goes up the pole, grabs the... or trying to grab that motorcycle boot. Harley grabs it. Harley's now got the motorcycle boot. He loads it up and boom! Down goes Norvell. Dirty goes for the cover, but the referee is down again. Harley now outside chasing after Coco. Jimmy Hart's in the ring, stomps to the back of Dirty Rhodes. Jimmy Hart's there, oh no, oh no! Drops his cane. Norvell Austin grabs the cane and... oh, the back of the head of Dirty. That was the actual back of the head. Norvo goes for the cover, tries to get the referee. Goes for the cover. One, two, three.
The boot, they get the cane and bang Dirty in the head with it.
Week before, Daddy, the same thing happened to me, you understand?
Yep.
That's right. I didn't know what was coming down, baby. Them dirty dogs. And pure yellow turkeys, that's what they are. Ain't no PYT, baby. Pure yellow turkeys, they come down on my head. Now you see what they did to my man dirty. Let me tell you what, Lance, you see this? I'm going to take this week, Daddy, and I'm going to do a number because I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a motorcycle roulette match, Daddy. You know what that means?
No.
That means that there's going to be two poles there, people. That's right. Two. And there's only going to be one boot, baby, in one of them. And the team that gets that baby can romp and stomp and take it to him, baby. That's what we're going to do.
Well, what, the other box is going to be empty?
Zero, baby. Come up with a hat trick, baby. Reach for a bunny and get nothing, you understand? That's right. That's right.
Well, I can't.
Right here's what's going to be, baby. And Jimmy Neidhart, run in there. Because let me tell you something. You're just like everybody else around here. You got a big mouth, baby. Well, I got a little mouth too over here. But I can back it up.
Whoa. Okay, Harley Davidson. We're going to take time out. Be back. We got a lot of action to go. Be quick. Before we get into the next action in there, I've asked Jerry Jarrett to come out. Jerry, thanks for coming. It's been a long time, and I know you don't particularly care to come out here, but we've gotten into a situation that I find to be disturbing. And boy, I'll tell you, the situation I'm talking about is that Hart's first family just stopping at nothing. They jump in there, and the thing that really has gotten me is the way they jumped on Eddie Marlin and beaten on the promoter. And when I got up in the ring when Eddie got hurt in there and looked at those eyes, and I tell you, it really worried me, and it's a concern. That the first family, Jerry, just seems to be getting away with anything they want. They just seem to want to do anything and get away with it.
Yeah, Lance, well, when I was doing the actual matchmaking, the promoter has a complicated situation.
Oh, no doubt, I know that.
He's constantly trying to please the fans and try to book who they want.
A delegation. Everybody's in.
Well, we want to do more than listen. What we wanted to do, since you got him out here, this is a golden opportunity that we wanted to talk to you too. And of course, we've talked with Eddie. The situation with Neidhart, a lot of these guys, any guys that's in Hart's family, that thinks they can just run in and interfere in everybody's match, as you said, Lance, has gotten completely out of hand. Now, you know, I talk to a lot of the wrestling fans, and nobody wants to pay their hard-earned money come to see the wrestling match and see every match end in a disqualification, which is what a guy like Neidhart is causing. They want to go to a match, and they want to see who's the better man, see who's the winner and who's the loser, and not every match end in a disqualification like Neidhart is causing. And we just think that, you know, used to there was a way to settle this. They used to, if somebody interfered in a match, you'd fine them $1,000. Am I right or not, fellas? Fine them $1,000. And the way we look at it, just on last week alone, Neidhart owes $4,000 in fines. Is that right or not?
Yeah, he did. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to get into. Eddie called me about the problem, and he said, Neidhart is here at the office, and he's claiming that there is a rule. As the wrestlers come in, they get a sheet of rules. And he says there is a rule that says the wrestlers are fined $1,000 for outside interference. Mm-hmm. This rule used to be activated. We have since, it's still a rule, but we've just let it lay. What he was wanting Eddie to do was fine you, Idol, Dutch Mantell.
Who wanted that?
Neidhart.
For what?
Because 2 weeks ago, he claims, and rightly so, that seven people came to the ring. Well, Eddie explained to them that in his match with you, Tommy, and Eddie, that seven people came. Well, the match got out of hand, and Eddie asked Lawler and Mantell and Idol to save them.
That's right.
To help restore order.
Exactly. You going to fine us for that?
No, we didn't fine you, or Eddie didn't. And the reason was is that he requested it. Well, Neidhart's point was whether somebody sends them or whether they come on their own, they're still outside interference.
Yeah.
What it boils down to is, what are we going to do about it? I mean, how are you going to stop a jerk like Neidhart?
What we're going to do about it is effective today, right now, and all wrestlers fall in the same category, whether they're sent or whether they go on their own, it's a $1,000 fine if you step into the ring in a match that you're not booked in.
Mm.
And that rule is instituted for everybody. So, Jerry, I don't know how well you like all these fellas out here, but if you interfere in their match, no matter what the situation is, it's a $1,000 fine. We have to restore the order.
Is it going to be worth $1,000?
Well, I like them fine, but not $1,000 worth. I don't think I like them that much. That's fine with me. I don't interfere in somebody's match unless Eddie Marlin asks me to go in and help somebody or something like that. But I just want it to be where Neidhart, I want to deter to a guy like Neidhart, and I think $1,000 would...
Are you hearing that, Jimmy Hart and Jim Neidhart and all?
That's the new rule, and it's effective right today.
Okay. Jerry, I appreciate that. Thank you guys for stopping in. A little clarification, and Jerry put it right. A lot of the folks upset, man. I came away from the particular incident that we were talking about and saw. They're irritated because Neidhart ruined every match.
Sure.
He just ruined every doggone match out there. Well, I've been running on here. I know what we got. Guy that's been creating an awful lot of conversation. Big. I mean humongous big. Let's take a look at it.
So we're getting a humongous music video here. He's still being billed from Hollywood. I don't understand that. We've got the Road Warrior humongous here with War Machine. Even getting clips of him in Mad Max. Obviously, it's not him who is in Mad Max. It's just a character. This was Taz's entrance, or the musical instrumental was Taz's music in ECW, and that variation that they had in the WWF. Great song here by Kiss.
The greatest road warrior of all, humongous, baby.
Well, we came to see him get in the ring, Jimmy, so let's do that. Okay, David, let's have the official announcement.
It'll be a one-fall, 10-minute time limit match introducing from Memphis, Tennessee, at 215-pound Ken Raper. Going against him from Hollywood, California, 304-pound humongous.
So Jimmy Hart brings out Humongous, and he's going against Ken Raper. Ken Raper, yellow trunks, white boots. Humongous wearing that hockey mask with a very sort of a demolition style attire. Again, I don't understand why he's been billed from Hollywood. I know he was in a film, but surely he should be billed from where Humongous was from in the film. The Thunderdome, wherever fucking Mad Max is based. Surely. Big chop to Ken Raper. Irish whip. Clothesline there by Humongous. Down goes Raper. Picks him up. Raper is no small man, but Humongous picks him up with ease. Slams him down. Picks him back up again. Picks him up and drops him fruit first over the top rope. My only critique of Humongous is he keeps playing with that mask. He keeps adjusting the mask all the time. I'm guessing he can't have it probably too tight because he probably would hurt his head, I guess. So that's my only critique. Oh, elbow at the back of the head by Humongous on Raper. Rams Raper headfirst in that top turnbuckle. As we said before, that is purely that is a metal turnbuckle covered in tape. There's no protection there like you would see in the WWF. At the time, Irish up there by Humongous. Oh, there's a clothesline. Down goes Raper. Humongous measures him, drops an elbow. Across the chin, holy moly. One, two, three. Winner of the match, Humongous.
He is some kind of
victory over Ken Raper. Now he's got to pick him up and clear the ring by pitching him out on the floor. All right, Jimmy. Everybody's seen it all. Let's get him out of there. Humongous. Winner over Ken Raper. What kind of time, Dave?
About a minute 18 on it, boy, I tell you.
Nasty attitude.
Humongous.
He beats up on a chair after he gets through killing everybody in the ring in there. Tell you what. Not just Ken Raper, brother. Jerry Lawler's had some problems with him, too. Let's take a look at this action.
So this is from this past Monday. Jerry Lawler versus Ken Raper. This is where Jerry Lawler was wearing that mask. He said last week in a promo that he was going to wear a mask to see how how Humongous liked it. Irish hit by Humongous. Lawler being taken down by two or three clotheslines here. And again, another clothesline. Humongous is just absolutely annihilating Lawler here again as he did last week. Oh, another clothesline. Holy moly. Lawler has taken a beating here. Lawler's nearly out on his feet. Oh, clothesline again. We said last week that the offense of Humongous isn't pretty. It's very, very effective. Humongous just pulls the mask off of Jerry Lawler. Oh, headbutt to Lawler's face. Humongous has got his mask on. He's using it. He's using it as a weapon. Big right hand. Down goes Lawler. Jay Calhoun trying to put the mask back on Lawler. Big headbutt. Down goes Lawler again. Humongous picks him up. Whips him. Another clothesline. Holy moly. That must be about seven or eight clotheslines. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out by Lawler. Lawler wearing a very royal blue singlet here. White boots. Humongous now with that rear naked choke. Rear naked choke. Oh, Lawler with a leg to the Thunderdome for sure. And the strap is down. The strap is down. Crowd are getting behind Lawler here. These 5,000 plus here in the Midtown Coliseum getting behind Lawler. Lawler's got Humongous. He's trying to take his mask off. He's trying to rip that mask off of the big man. He's got it. He's got the mask off. He's got the mask off. Holy moly. Big right hand rocks the big man. Holy Jesus Christ. Lord Humongous is rocked. Jim Neidhart's now coming to the ringside, but so is Austin Idol with a baseball bat. Austin Idol chasing off Jim Neidhart. Jim Neidhart backing off as Austin Idol's got that baseball bat. Referee's distracted. Jimmy Hart's now trying to come into the ring. Who's that? Oh, Ox Baker's here. Ox Baker. Ox Baker's in the ring. Oh! Smashes Lawler over the head with a big old right hand. I think Humongous is wearing a luchador mask under his hockey mask, I think. But Jimmy Hart's given the mask back to him now. These two big old behemoths now attacking Jimmy Hart. And, oh, Lawler just got heart punched. Lawler just got heart punched. Humongous held him and Ox Baker delivered that massive heart punch. Eddie Marlin now on the apron. Eddie Marlin now trying to get in the ring. Eddie Marlin from behind. Oh, big right hand there by Ox Baker. Jimmy Hart and Ox Baker now kicking the shit out of Eddie Marlin. Jimmy Hart with those lovely red Converse on. Ox Baker ripping the clothes off. Ox Baker goes to that side as Austin Idol comes scurrying in with that baseball bat. Oh, Austin Idol with a couple of shots to Humongous. But Eddie Marlin is down. Eddie Marlin is hurt. Jerry Lawler's hurt. Everyone's hurt. Lord Humongous trying to get back into the ring. Humongous is back in the ring. Randy Hales is in there. I forget what his name is. Austin Idol comes back in with the Guy Coffey. Is it Guy Coffey? Or I think there's someone else. Yeah, I think it's Guy Coffey. I think it. He was in the ring as well.
Bad scene. Boy, I'll tell you for a fact, when they started pounding away, Ox hit Jerry with that heart punch, and it just was a bad, bad scene. We're going to take time out. Remember, PYT, fabulous ones, still to come.
you can call it Jimmy Hart's Heart Punch. Come here, big man. Come here, Ox. Woo!
Yeah, I know. You're all proud of it. It wouldn't be the first place that they outlawed the Heart Punch.
You know, I want to tell you people a story. 4 short years ago, two men took me down in a ring. They hyperextended both of my legs and tore my cartilages. For one solid year, I laid like a big goof in a Hollywood bed. Nobody came to visit me, no cards. And finally one day, a goofy doctor come up there with his bill, and he said, Ox, I've got to tell you something. You know, you're not an old man yet, but the way your legs are, you'll be lucky to walk again, let alone wrestle. You know, I felt sorry for myself that night, but then I realized that if I came up with a weapon in wrestling, that I could overcome all these people. So I want to tell them, and I want them to listen very good. As I laid in that bed, these two guys deliberately tore my legs up and almost made me a cripple. I might not have been able to walk for the rest of my life. So I said, if they can hurt me that way, why can't I hurt somebody else? So all I can tell all these people, Jerry Lawler, Austin Idol, Eddie Marlin, anybody, if I raise this Heart Punch and knock you down and you don't get back up, too bad.
Marvelous fantasy.
The great Ox Baker. Now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the greatest team in the history of professional wrestling, the PYTX Press, baby. Woo!
Now the PYT.
Lance Russell, I want to say one thing. You hear Harley Davis out here talking and running his mouth, talking about he's got a big mouth. You know, everybody knows Harley Davis got a big mouth. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stuff that motorcycle boot down his mouth. You understand that? We're going to stuff that boot down his mouth because we have showed them boys for the last 2 or 3 times that we're the best. There are no class for the PYT Express.
You haven't convinced
demon,
them.
Baby, the demon.
I'm going to tell you, baby, you never seen nothing in your life like the PYT Express. We're the hottest item around here. But for that fact, we're the hottest item anywhere. So, Harley Davis, I'm going to tell you one thing. You big and you bad, baby, but you can be had. We have showed you in the past what the PYT Express is all about. It's all about. Hang on to me. I'm going to tell you all
about.
You
got enough to worry about with a fabulous.
You know what,
Lance Russell, right
I want to say this. If my granddaddy even knew that we wrestled this piece of trash, he'd turn over this grave.
Well, you
that's
got
right, baby.
You
that's right.
Show
right.
You what we're all about right now.
Yeah, you can make believers out of a lot of people. If you can do anything with them. Tommy Wildfire Rich and Eddie Gilbert will be going right against the PYT Express. And that bout is coming up right now. In that ring this time, Dave.
We're headed right for the ring. The Fabulous Ones in there. The PYT Express out of there.
What a fight. They got one.
Oh, go ahead. That's what we came for, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Let's go ahead with the introductions, and maybe we'll be out of all the jackets and the shades and all that stuff by that time.
It'll be one fall, 10-minute time limit. Total weight, 437 pounds from Memphis and Union City, Tennessee. The PYT Express, Norvell Austin, and Stagger Lee. And going against him at a total of 434 pounds from Hendersonville and Lexington, Tennessee, Tommy Rich, Eddie Gilbert, the Fabulous Ones.
Bell rings and we are underway. PYTs versus the Fabulous Ones, a main event anywhere in the country. Get quite nervous now every time Coco's near a... Coco's near a microphone after the last incident we had a couple of weeks ago. Anywho, Tommy Rich is in there against Coco. Coco's wearing black tights, white boots. Tommy's wearing blue tights, white boots. Oh, catches Coco with a big right hand. Coco goes over, tags in Norvell, black tights, gold boots. Tommy tags in Eddie, blue tights, white boots. Calling over top. Backman Jocelyn, side headlock by Norvell, shove off by Eddie, shoulder tackle by Norvell, down goes Eddie, Right for the top. Hip toss by Eddie. Down goes Norvell. Jimmy complaining of a hair pull. Norvell complaining of a trunk pull. Neither were done. Both men back up to their feet. Both men circle, calling over top. Norvell goes for a slam. Eddie blocks. Norvell still trying to pick him up now, but Norvell is then slammed himself by Eddie. Norvell complaining again of a tight pull, as is Jimmy. Norvell tags in Kogo. Both men jostling, circling, calling over right hand by Kogo. Puts Eddie in the corner. Flurry of right hands by Kogo. Rocking the second generation star. Irish up reversal by Eddie with a big hip, with a big sunset flip. Nope, big backdrop out of the corner. I do apologise. Eddie tags in Tommy. Kogo tags in Norvell. Norvell and Tommy bad mouthing each other. Hey, someone say something about fired up. Calling over. Oh, both men pummeling each other with right hands. Some bad things may have been said in that ring. Coco's in there now with Eddie. All four men in the ring brawling. Oh, all four men. Tommy Rich goes to grab Jimmy Hart, but Kogo stops him. Tommy, big right hand. Down goes Jimmy. There's no need for that, really. All four men brawling. Jimmy Hart's now crawling in the ring. Jimmy Hart's in the ring. Now attacking Eddie Gilbert. Ring the fucking bell, ref. Ring the bell. Jimmy Hart kicking and stomping away on Eddie Gilbert. Norvell and Tommy brawling in the crowd, I think. Good lord. It's a young lady. She is pissed. Holy moly. I think there's been some words said between Norvell and Tommy. Oh, good lord! Jimmy Hart came leaping off the apron and got met by a big right hand by Eddie Gilbert. I think this is a bit close to the knuckle, brother. They're in the crowd, they're in the stands, holy moly, they're fighting around ringside. Norvell and Tommy, is that Norvell? I think that's Norvell. Oh no, Norvell's with Eddie. The young ladies in the front row are getting upset. The policemen are just sort of standing around looking gormless. Good lord, this is a scene. If you want to watch this, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to click on the link in the description. You'll have to see this absolute chaos here. Jimmy Hart's getting involved as well. Small children running. Young ladies crying. It's a happening here for sure. This is absolute chaos. That's a fabulous one to take on the PYTs here in the studio. This is something you'd see down the Coliseum. So you're getting your money's worth here. Oh, Eddie Gilbert. Oh, Norvell just, no, Kogo just attacked the ref. Tommy and Kogo now back out to the outside. Eddie and Norvell inside. Tommy's got a chair. Oh, over the head of Kogo, but Kogo had his arms up, so he sort of didn't get the full brunt of it. Norvell and Eddie on the outside now as well. Oh, good lord. Eddie thrown into the bleachers, into the steps, into the crowd, sort of chairs. Don't know where Lance has gone. Dave's trying to... Oh! Kogo with a chair. Lance is there. He's just not saying a word. Just letting it all play out. Just letting it all play out.
Floor. It's Eddie Gilbert, Stagger Lee, Tommy Rich, Norvell Austin, referee trying to get
him. Oh, Eddie Gilbert just smashed Jerry Calhoun again. PYT's managed to get away from this. Poor Jerry, got right to batter on there by people.
Wild and woolly action, no question about it. Eddie going back over to check and see
make sure about a real thing.
Not a lady that was knocked out of the bleachers in there when they piled in. So the Fabs go out. 2:46, the time of the match. They leap that long and brawl.
Yeah, longer than that, really. 4 or 5 minutes on the brawl. The Fabs do win it by disqualification when Hart jumped in the ring.
Well, we'll take time out. We got more action coming up. Be back in just a moment. We've had a lot of conversation here about it and regarding Eddie Marlin. We want to hear something from Eddie and see what Eddie had to say about it. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Lance. I've got something on my chest. I felt like I need to get it off and get it off today. So I asked Randy to come over and bring his camera while it's fresh in my mind. You know, it seems like the job of the promoter these days is hazardous duty. Every time I go around the ring with Jimmy Hart and his first family is involved in the ring, I wind up on the bad side of it. At Jimmy Hart, most recently, you had Ox Baker to jump me. I got in the ring. I didn't get in the ring to fight. I just got in the ring to try to get you and Ox out of the ring. After y'all jumped me and you got out of the ring, you sent Ox Baker back in the ring to do more damage to Eddie Marlin. All right, Jimmy, I want to tell you something, buddy. I've got an open contract on you, Ox Baker, all the wrestlers in this area. Now, like I say, I've had it up to here with you interfering. You jumping me. I'm not a wrestler. Now, I know I'm old, out of shape, hadn't been in the ring in a long time, and I don't say that I can whip Ox Baker, but Jerry Lawler can whip him. And I feel like years from now, when I'm in a nursing home, Jimmy Hart, I can come out and whip you. And I'm going to try it. Now, like I said, I've got the open contract. I want to sign a match, and I'm not going to make it definite until I talk it over with Lawler, because it's going to put him in a bad situation having me as a partner. But I want a match with Jerry Lawler and Eddie Marlin against Ox Baker and Jimmy Hart. Like I say, I'm not going to make it definite until I talk to Lawler, get his approval. There's one other thing, Jimmy Hart. I've got a brother. He referees all over the territory, and he does a good job. He gets to the arenas early, wants to play cards. He loves to play cards. One thing he likes to do better than playing cards is to fight. So I'm not going to try to fool you. I want the deck stacked in my favor. I'm going to sign him as special referee. So, Jerry Lawler, if you approve this, we're going to have the match. We're going to add it on. Eddie Marlin and Jerry Lawler versus Ox Baker and Jimmy Hart with Thomas Marlin, the special referee.
Kind of like the sound of that.
We get the man out here and find out whether he likes the sound out of it. The King back out with us again. Well, I love the way he said it. I'm not going to fool you, man. I want the deck stacked in my way.
Just so you know, Eddie Marlin's 54. Ox Baker is 50.
First thing I said, now, Ed, I want you to make sure you know exactly what you're doing. I wanted to make sure that this is what you want, and he decided, and he talked with his brother Thomas, and he said, that's it. This is the way that he can show Hart what it's like. He can, you know, the thing about Hart is, as I said out here before, he has got the world's biggest ego. And there is nothing more than that will crush Hart and that ego of his than to have Eddie Marlin, poor old decrepit ancient Eddie Marlin, as Hart likes to call him, pin Hart right in the middle of the ring or bust his little skinny nose right into the flat against his face. That would just, I know that would hurt Hart worse than losing the belts or the entire members of his first family. All of that put together wouldn't even come close to the humiliation that Hart would suffer at the hands of Eddie Marlin. So I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be double duty. That's right, I'm going to be back against Humongous. The good thing about this match with Humongous is the fact that I don't have to worry about any outside interference. You saw in that match that after all the abuse I had taken at the hands of this jerk, they still had to call down Neidhart. They still had to call down Ox Baker. Hart still had to get in the ring. Well, this week, thanks to the $1,000 fine, we won't have to worry about any of that. Now, I do want to say this about Ox Baker. Now, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people have heard, we've come out here and said it a couple of weeks ago about Ox Baker's reputation, but I don't know if the people really, you know, if they believe this or not, but let me tell you, this is an honest-to-goodness fact. A man by the name of Ray Gunkel and a man by the name of Alberto Torres, two fine wrestlers, are no longer with us. I mean, they died after matches and after being hit by Ox Baker and his heart punch. Ray Gunkel died like 5 minutes after the heart punch. Alberto Torres about 30 minutes later. Now, you know, when this is a move. They've come to me in the past and tried to talk to me about not using a pile driver, banning the pile driver because it's too dangerous. Well, I think this heart punch is a move. If anything should be banned, that should be. And I just had a little piece of film here I wanted to show because, you know, I wanted to know what the effects of this thing could be. So I've got a little piece of film with my doctor here, and he was kind of explaining to me what could take place. And if we could show that, then I got something else I'd like to say afterwards. But I would,
you know, a lot of the people out there think that the wrestlers don't get hurt that often, or at least not that seriously. And all I want to do is assure everybody, in the wrestling profession, one of the main things you need to know or need to have is a very good doctor. And fortunately, over the years, I've been able to know a few, like Dr. Richard Ennis, who nursed me through the broken leg, and Dr. Burroughs, who helped me with the internal bleeding. But now, without a doubt, my favorite of all, my personal physician, Dr. Lee Sammons. And Dr. Sammons, I just want to come by today and get some information, basically, for myself about this heart punch. Now, we have a character in here by the name of Ox Baker, who his claim to fame, his maneuver, is a thing he calls a heart punch, in which the guy weighs about 320 pounds, and he just hauls off and blasts you right in the chest as hard as he can with a thing called a heart punch. And two men in the past have died from this, and I just wanted your opinion on what, you know, what this could do to you.
First, Jerry, don't do it. Stay away from him. But if you have to go near him, let me tell you a little bit about what can happen.
Okay.
The area right here in the central part of your chest is right behind the breastbone. It's where the heart is located. And many people think the heart is on the left, and this is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few pictures and things here that I can show you about, but any kind of force that you describe that hits right here in the center of the chest can rupture the heart, can blast the blood vessels, can cause bleeding, any of these things, and that's death, right? That's the finish. That's the end. I would not want you to put yourself in that kind of predicament.
All right, well, now, I think we have some x-rays that you could show us a little bit better. Can we look at those?
Yes. Let me show you these. Jerry, what we have here are the x-rays of a normal chest in a man, let's say, of your size. Now, this shadow that you see right here in the central part is the outline of the heart. This is the right lung, this is the left.
So it is right there in the center.
There it is, right in the center. And the thing I'd like to point out to you is that looking from the side, you will see that this area here is the heart, this is the breastbone. Notice the small distance between the backbone and the backside of the heart. Now, if
and this is the front of the heart, this close to your breastbone. I didn't realize
the force that would be transmitted through here will squeeze this like a grape, and the end result would be exactly that. You can rupture, you can blow out the ventricles, you can rupture the blood vessels. You may have a delayed bleeding episode, but in any event, it's a very dangerous maneuver.
Now, you were telling me earlier a lot of the deaths that result from car accidents were not necessarily resulted from people being thrown through a windshield or anything. It comes from hitting the steering wheel. Is that right?
Crush injuries from the forward moving forces of the chest against the steering wheel has produced many, many heart injuries, and this is a well-known fact that's been going on for years.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for giving us all this information, and hopefully I don't have to come to see you with complaints of a heart punch, okay?
We'll be watching.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
If you have to go see him, brother, it won't be from there.
All I can say is, you know, as much as I'd like to thank the doctor for being on the program and everything, I don't think that the wrestling show is a place that you need to be showing x-rays and diagrams of people's heart. What I'm saying is there's no place in wrestling for a thing like a heart punch. I got into wrestling to compete, to see who's a better athlete, not to take a chance on getting killed. And that's exactly what can happen with a guy as big as Ox Baker hits you in the chest. He can kill you. He's done it to two men. And all I want to say is this, Ox Baker. The match is set for Monday night. It's going to be me and Eddie Marlin, who probably shouldn't be in a ring, but he's going to be there to take care of Hart. Now, I want to tell you this, Baker. If you got any thoughts in that pea brain of yours of pulling out one of those Hart punches on Eddie Marlin or myself, you better think again, brother. Because when you're taking a chance on taking somebody's life, then that's pretty drastic, and I'm going to take some pretty drastic measures myself. So you keep that in mind down there, Oxbaker. If you got any thought in that head of yours of using one, I'll do something to you, brother, that you have never seen in your life. That's a promise.
Okay, Jerry, thanks for coming out. I'll tell you one thing for a fact. If nothing else, it'll sure make you think a second time. Well, let me tell you what's coming up down there Monday. By golly, we got a pile of it coming to the Coliseum. Ticket office open until 5 o'clock today, and of course, open all day Monday, and you can pick your tickets up in advance. Bell time, 8 o'clock, with our daylight saving time in. So we want you to remember that. Still got time. Regular prices, by the way, on it. Let me be sure and jot this down, because I did not have it on the card. Ad did match, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Okay, let's take a look at the opening bout. Doggone good tag match. Look at this team. Jap Assassin, Ox Baker, going against...
Apologise for Lance using that language, but it is on the screen as well. It does say that assassin, so I do apologise.
Single match will be going against Pope Chop Cash, and then another single match with Jim Neidhart, and he's going to go against a tough little Englishman, Scott Shannon. That'll be an interesting bout, to say the very least. And a biker roulette match with Harley Davidson and Dirty Rhodes against the PYT Express. Now, as Harley explained this to me, or you heard him, hey, I didn't know any more about it than you do, but he says there's going to be two poles out there, two boxes, in one of the boxes, and the wrestlers will not know which one. In one of the boxes, there will be one of the biker's boots that Harley is famous for. And so when the wrestler goes up to pole, he's hoping, he's guessing which one the boot is in and which one is just full of air. That's the biker roulette match. Harley Davidson, Dirty Rhodes, BYT Express. Okay, and then we've got a Southern Tag title match with the fabulous ones going against some of the biggest guys you've ever seen in your life. They formerly held those titles. I'm talking about Tommy Wildfire Rich and Eddie Gilbert. They're facing the Zambui Express. That'll be a dandy. Return grudge match. Dutch Mantell, Rick Rude. Dutchman looking for a little action out of that on some of Rude's hide, you can bet you. Then a return international title match. Randy Savage, the Macho Man, who currently has the international heavyweight title, will be facing the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, and that'll be a doggone good bout. We'll be looking at a return double title match. That is the Mid-America heavyweight title match and the Southern heavyweight Humongous currently holds, Jerry with the Mid-America, and it will be title against title, and that's not all. Regular prices, and can you believe we are going to add to it? The Jimmy Hart, Ox Baker, Jerry Lawler, Eddie Marlin tag match that'll be taking place that evening, too. Just a very, very big night of action. We hope maybe it'll make your plans to get your tickets up in the 5 today and not pick them up on Monday before the match is in there. Here is the Heartthrob.
All right, sir. Before I get into anything right now, you know, it's already been over here through the grapevine that Randy Savage, Macho Man Savage, call him what you want to, has had a few comments that he made previously. I personally would just love to hear him right now.
Yeah, okay, we'll roll a tape right now. Let's listen to the Macho.
Memphis, Tennessee, Monday night. Yeah, Monday night. Yeah, Austin Idol, Universal Heartthrob. Yeah, what you did on last Monday night will be remembered forever. Yeah, I will. Because the Macho Man Randy Savage doesn't forget. Do I forget? Does our family forget? No, we don't. No, we don't. You know what take you home means? Yeah, Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, last Monday night, do I remember? Yeah, I do. I remember like a nightmare. And if you're complaining about Jim the Animal Neidhart hitting the ring, hey, man, I'll guarantee you something right now. It was all I could do not to break your neck or take you home, man. I'm getting the names of your family, man. I'm finding out who your kids are. Yeah, Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee, you're looking at the International Heavyweight Champion. You understand that, Austin Idol, man? You have never had the belt. No, because the Macho Man, Randy Savage, yeah, has got the belt, and I will keep the belt forever. You want to bet against me, Austin Idol? Do you want to bet against me? Guaranteed personified one thing. Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee, you're going to find out that I played baseball, yeah, a lot longer than you did, man. And I'm ready for you, man, because tell you what, 3 o'clock in the morning, yesterday, last night, yeah, out in my balcony, stark naked, looking at the clouds separating, looking in the sky, yeah, doing the workout my particular way. And I've thought of more things for you, more things for you, and I will apply them Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee, yeah.
Savage. A little strange, to say the least.
Well, you know, Randy Savage said he claimed to be a great baseball player one time. Now, I'm not claiming to be no Mike Schmidt or no Dave Kingman, but if you remember quite well, Lance, last Monday night, I tagged one. I mean, I laid a Louisville slugger right across that jerk's forehead, darling, and as far as I'm concerned, I knocked the cover off that ball. I hit a home run on Monday night, but the fact remains that Randy Savage is still the international heavyweight champion. But, you know, I just heard him make a statement. He said that he is going to be the champion forever. You know, I worked real hard for that international heavyweight champion, Lance. I went all the way to Tokyo, Japan to beat Terry Funk for it. I worked real hard. I worked just as hard to get the respect from the wrestling fans here in Memphis, just as hard as I worked to get that belt. You know, it was 1 year ago exactly that Austin I was rated the most hated wrestler in the country. It was 1 year ago when I would come down the aisle in Memphis, Tennessee, and wrestling fans would stand up on their feet, and they'd look at the aisle, and they'd scream, and they'd holler, and they'd snicker, and they'd boo, and they'd throw things at me, and they hated my guts. But I did a lot to erase that, darling. Now I'm telling you one thing, Savage. You may be the champ now, but after Monday night, you're going to be the chump. You may be the hero right now, but after Monday night, you're going to be the zero, darling. Like the old saying goes, Lance, you either soar with the eagles or you scratch with the chickens. And Monday night, darling, I'm going to feed you a lot of chicken feed because you're going to be scratching. It's my time to get my belt back, and that's exactly what I'm going to do Monday night.
Come on, from the hot crowd. We're going to take time out now, and we'll be back in just one moment.
It's one fall, 10-minute time limit match. Total weight, 455 pounds. From Memphis, Tennessee, Keith Robertson, and from parts unknown, the Pink Panther. Going against him, total weight of 518 pounds. From Florida, Bugsy McGraw, and his partner from Oil Trough, Texas, Dutch Mantell. One fall, 10-minute time limit. Jerry Calhoun, the referee, and boy, he hopes he has an easier time this match than he did the last one, I guarantee you.
I tell you, anything has got to be in the nature of an improvement for him, because that last one, he really got battled around in there. We're ready to go with Bugsy starting out again.
Got Keith Robertson and the Pink Panther versus Bugsy McGraw and Dutch Mantell. Bugsy's title of his team, Black Tights, Black Boots, going to be against Keith Southwest's team, Black Trunks, Black Boots. Bugsy with a couple of arm ringers, followed by a hip toss on Keith Eric. Bugsy then grabs him and hip tosses him again over. Bugsy picks him up, whips him, ducks down. Big back body up there by Bugsy. Keith Robertson is not a small man, but Bugsy is throwing him around and having a good time with him. Tags in Dutch, black tights, black singlet, red boots. Picks up Keith, slams him down. Stomping away now on the big Keith Robertson. Keith Robertson now manages to get a tag to Pink Panther. His pink mask, pink and blue singlet, white boots. Dutchman Tell catches him with boot, Irish whips him. Big back elbow now by the Dutchman. Pink Panther's had enough. Goes and has a meeting with Keith Robertson. Oh, Bugsy now in with the right end of the gut. Pink Panther picks him up and holds him, makes him think about it, and slams him down. Stomped by Bugsy. Oh, drops an elbow. And again. Bugsy picks him up and slams him down. Tag into Dutch. Dutch comes off the ropes. And again. Oh, big elbow. Lovely done there by Dutch. One, two, three. Win of the match. Dutch Mantel, Bugsy McGraw.
Moving when he dropped on him with that arm. 1:48 the tie.
Came flying across that ring. That was an interesting move by the Dutchman. First, you see Bugs slamming it down. Now watch Dutch. He's really getting ahead of steam up here. Here he comes. And the Panther taking out of that. Wow. He's still over there shaking it off, and I don't blame him one bit. We've got some big action, a six-man match. It looks like we're going to have a minute or two for it. We'll take time out and be back in just a moment.
Fall down here on the floor, Dave, with the Fabs and the PYG. Impressive win by Bugsy and Dutch Mantel.
Rip the scissors, Rude.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Aren't I looking good today, Les? In my normal attire, I might add.
Without the dress you're referring to,
obviously. Les, you were in Memphis Monday night. Did you see what I did to busy Dutch Mantel, huh?
I saw.
Let me tell you something. Oil Trough, Texas, number one citizen. I don't ever want to go to Oil Trough. What is Oil Trough?
Nothing, baby, nothing.
Now, the man, what you want to do, get even with me? The man's in the hole. Stay down, Dutch Mantel. You're a punk. I don't understand.
Rick, you will find out how long a memory Dutch Mantel has. He doesn't forget, guys.
Baby, this is the future in professional wrestling right here. Ravishing Rick Rude. Look at the most beautiful ballet right here, Angel, in the history of professional wrestling. Look at this body. Look at Dutch Man's belt body. I promise you, Dutch, you've had it because it's a grudge.
Take
match,
a look,
baby.
Dutch Mantel.
Look at this body. Look at these biceps. Look at the triceps.
I see, Jimmy.
Aren't you impressed, Russell?
I'm impressed.
Well, you should be. And we've got
aren't I looking
else.
Good, Lance? Aren't I looking good?
Marvel.
You'd sell your soul for a body like this, brother.
Okay. Let's forget that. It's just let me say one thing to you.
Well, go ahead.
You don't know too much about Dutch Mantel if you think you've seen
I know right. All I want to know about Dutch Mantel. I know he can't lick his lips, let alone step in the ring with the ravishing one, baby.
And look who's back, baby. The Zambui Express right here.
Yes, I know.
Let me tell you something. Me and the Mr. Mohammed, we've been on a world tour around the world. And one thing I want to say to the fabulous one is this. You can bring the belt out and give it to me and Mr. Mohammed, or we can take them. But it won't take them 5 minutes. Either way, the Zambui Express is back, and we're here to stay.
Woo! Well, there you hear it. Okay, that's enough. Thank you all for coming. Fine, Jimmy. Can I tell you? Okay, Dave, we got rid of Hart for a minute. At least let's see if we can find out what's happening around the territory.
All right, Championship Wrestling tonight in Marianna, Arkansas, at Anna Strong School. Austin Idol will be there. Ravishing One, Rick Rude, will be there, too. Ox Baker, Harley Davidson, McGraw, Zambui Express, Brickhouse Brown, all of them tonight in Marianna, Arkansas. Tomorrow night, Championship Wrestling.
For you, Dutch, because you do pretty well yourself.
Now, I can do my own talking, Lance, but I appreciate it. Now, I got one thing to say to Rick Rude. Now, Rude, we had a little meeting out here at the start of this program, and the end result was the next man who comes in and sticks his nose into somebody else's business, he's going to be fined $1,000. Now, Rude, last Monday night, you dodged the bullet, and the reason you dodged that bullet is because you had your old buddy Jim Neidhart come in there and help you out. Now, I had you down, I had you going, I had you beat, and Neidhart stuck his nose in. But we're going to see the next time we meet, Rude, how much you and that Neidhart, how tight you are. Now, you lead everybody to believe you're buddy, and you get along great, and you go out, drink beer, and smoke cigars. Well, we're going to see how tight you are, because the next time he comes in, it's a $1,000 fine, and I don't think he likes you $1,000 worth. So, Rude, this is between me and you, and I don't like you talking about my hometown of Oil Trough, because if you don't know where Oil Trough is, I'm not going to tell you. And if you ever want to go there, you wouldn't get but 2 feet down the street. One of the old boys come out and say, boy, you don't belong in this town, and you'd hightail it out of there. So, Rude, if you think I'm a punk and you don't think I can lick my lips, well, we're going to see how tough you are Monday night. You're a low-life, egg-sucking dog. You can take that to the bank. I don't care how you want to take it. And you get good and mad and have Hart slap you around and give you a good pep talk. But when you get in that ring Monday night, this is the showdown time, and I'm going to win it, baby.
I love it. Going to see that one. We'll be back. Got that big six-man coming up.
So we haven't seen the Zambui since March. They've been in New Japan. They've been going against the likes of Animal, Hamaguchi, and Rikki Choshu. They've been going up against, they've lost against Antonio Inoki, Tatsumi Fujinami. They teamed with Mask Superstar and they lost against Inoki, Sakaguchi and Fujinami. So they've had a fairly successful-ish tour. They came back in April and they're back now for, they're only back for like the month of May. And then that's it for them. They then head off to Mid-Atlantic. But we are back with a six-man tag.
Introducing at a total weight of 746 pounds from Reno, Nevada, Jim Neidhart. From Beverly Hills, California, Rick Rude. From Washington, D.C., Pork Chop Cash. Going against them at a total of 672 pounds from Liverpool, England, Scott Shannon. From Miami, Florida, Brickhouse Brown. And from Memphis, Tennessee, the King, Jerry Lawler. Match to the expiration of time, six-man tag team.
Expiration of time, six-man tag match. Rick Rude, Porkchop Cash, Jim Cornette going up against Scott Shannon, Brickhouse Brown, and Jerry Lawler. Porkchop started for his team, Brickhouse started for his. Brickhouse, purple trunks, white boots. Porkchop, black tights, white boots. Bell rings, both men circle. Colin Ebro tie up. Porkchop pushes Brown at the corner, punches him. Flurry of right hands and forearms. Whips him hard. Corner to corner comes in, but Brickhouse moves and arm drags him out. And again, Brickhouse Brown with a lovely arm drag. And a beautiful drop kick there by Brickhouse Brown. Says Porkchop Cash reeling. Irish whip now by Brickhouse. Oh, ducks the head a bit too soon. Porkchop drops an elbow at the back of the head. Tags in Jim the Anvil. Black tights, white boots. Oh, the big anvil. The big rando. Clobbering away on Brickhouse Brown. And then launches him into the guard, into the corner. Holy moly, chest first, I believe, there. Oh, more clobbering there by Jim Neidhart. Tags in Rick Rude. Black tights, white boots. When he eventually gets in the ring. Oh, Irish whip there by Neidhart. Allowing Rick Rude to hit Brickhouse Brown with a clothesline, then an elbow. Rick Rude picks up Brickhouse Brown. Oh, drops him for it first over the top rope. Brickhouse in trouble. Rick Rude now stomping away on Brickhouse Brown. Brickhouse Brown trying to fight his way out of this predicament. Over a rake of the eyes by Rude. Rams Brickhouse into the knee of Neidhart and then tags in Porkchop Cash. Porkchop Cash with that beautiful clobbering forearm that he does. Brickhouse Brown trying to fight out this predicament again. Oh, I'm at the top of the head by but Brickhouse with some right hands from lefts. Rick, that was by Porkchop. Brickhouse being held by the trunks against the ropes. No, tag it to Neidhart. Oh, from outside. Across the chest of Brickhouse Brown is Neidhart. Brickhouse Brown trying to, he needs to get out. He needs to get a fucking tag, man. Neidhart picks up Brown. Sets him across the top rope now. Rick Rude allowed to beat the shit out of Brown behind the referee's back. Oh, Neidhart now clobbering. Brickhouse Brown, come on, brother. You got to get out of this. He's got the fight in him. He's got the fight, but he can't quite get out of the corner. He needs to get the tag to Scott or Lawler. The heels tagging all the time. Irish hit by Rude, followed by a clothesline by Porkchop. Porkchop picks up Brickhouse Brown. Oh, big right hand. Again, Brickhouse Brown fighting his way. Headbutt. Down goes Porkchop. Roll for hand. Tag. Lawler's in. Black and blue singlet. White boots. He's coming in. And everyone's coming in. Lawler's punching Rude. Punching Neidhart. Punching Porkchop. Double knocker to Rude and Neidhart. Right hand to Porkchop Cash. Picks up Porkchop. Irish rip now by Lawler. Big back elbow. Down goes Porkchop Cash. Fist drop. Oh, right hand to Neidhart, right hand to Rude. Stomp to Porkchop. Tagging to Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon, blue trunks, black boots, Irish whips, Porkchop Cash. Big back boiler drop there by the Liverpudlian. One, two. Rude comes in, breaks up the pin. Jimmy Hart and Angel on the outside. Cheerleadering on Rude, Neidhart, and Cash. Cash now tagged in Rude. Legally Irish whip now by Rude on Scott Shannon. Big back body drop again by Rude. Picks up Scott Shannon. So you're going for... Nope, tag. Lawless tagged in. Irish up rude, doesn't notice. Back body drops. Scott Shanahan. Oh, beautiful back suplex in by Lord Anna. Three counts. Beautiful back suplex. Jerry with a Fargo strut.
I've been listening to that for 2 minutes while we've been away here, and you're talking about quick count. It was a legal tag. The referee said 1, 2, 3.
Let me tell you something, Jerry Lawler. I'm going to pay my $1,000 right now because, brother, I'm going to get even with you. I don't care where it is. I don't care wherever it might be. I'm going to do you in, brother, for my $1,000 coming right now.
Let me tell you something, too, Eddie Martin. You're not going to get out of it like this. You want a match. You said something, baby. You said you were worn out. You were finished, and you're right. You are old. And this is 1984, not 1954. Hawks Baker, I promise you this. I've instructed Hawks Baker to give you a hard punch because I will be the new promoter around this area. You understand that? And when I see him, he's going to be doing this with your own heart. You're going to fall out on the floor, baby. You're going to hold your own heart. I promise you this. Hawks Baker's going to get rid of him. You're going to be sorry for ever interfering in any match, and you do, Eddie Mullen. Me and Hawks Baker against Lawler Hill. And I can't wait. I can't wait,
you
baby.
You forgot one thing. Thomas Marlin is the referee.
Oh, that makes it better. He's got everything stacked in his favor. See what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you something. I've got a trick up my sleeve, too, baby. I've got a trick up my sleeve. Mark my words, Eddie Mullen. You will not be on this TV show next week, and that is a part.
Okay, Jimmy, take it out. Stop bothering the people. Just get out.
Okay.
So as Lance and Dave run over today's card, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. We've just watched the 5th of May 1984 edition of Memphis. It was a thing that happened. It was a happening. It was a big old brawl, which was good. Lots of promos, as always. But yeah, it was a nice, fast-paced afternoon we've just had. So thank you very much for your continued support. Thank you very much for listening. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at OldBigRePro. You can also find us youtube.com/ThatMemphisCast. There is a link in the description if you want to watch this video. I highly recommend you go and watch the brawl. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. Patreon.com/MemphisCast. Don't forget to give friends of the show a listen. Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Book of the Territory, Mixtapes with Eric Strangeland. You may have heard a couple of weeks ago that I was on there. If not, you can go and find Eric on All Good Podcast Suppliers and Mixtapes with Eric Strangeland. We had a chat about wrestling and podcasting, and it was all good fun. I do enjoy being on other people's shows. So that's a thing to do when you've got a spare 45 minutes. And that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much again for your continued support. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and we saw him this week, the late, great Jerry Jarrett. And, yes. Until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips from Amsterdam.